World financial leaders are here in Washington for the World Bank and International Monetary Fund spring meetings. And one topic they'll tackle is how the international financial institutions can contribute to reconstructing Iraq. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Rebuilding war-ravaged economies is something the World Bank and IMF know a lot about. The World Bank started after World War II as a bank for reconstruction and development, as its president, James Wolfensohn, reminded reporters.
We thought we'd got away from that and were essentially directing our attention to poverty, but more recently we have had to deal with reconstruction in Congo, in Bosnia, in Kosovo, in Afghanistan, in East Timor.
Both Wolfensohn and IMF Managing Director Hurst Kohler say their institutions stand ready to help. But Iraq presents an unusual set of obstacles. Ordinarily, the international lenders have reams of data about countries in need. But Iraq stopped borrowing from the World Bank back in 1973. And as Hurst Kohler explains, it cut itself off from the IMF as well.
The last mission of the IMF was in 1983. This is the basis of our statistical knowledge about Iraq. The reality is that we don't know.
Kohler says teams from the IMF and the World Bank need to go and take stock of the situation. But whether they can take the next step and offer their considerable resources to Iraq may depend on international politics. As James Wolfensohn explains, the World Bank can only lend to recognized governments. And recognizing governments is the job of the United Nations.
The most normal thing that we would have would be a Security Council resolution on the existence of a state. And that, as you will understand from a practical point of view, is very important because we have to lend to somebody who's going to repay the money. And so we need to ensure that they're a legitimate government and that they're in place.
Existing UN sanctions would also need to be lifted. And Iraq or someone else would need to pay off Iraq's outstanding debts to the World Bank and IMF. But these total just $153 million, a pittance compared to the hundreds of billions Iraq's estimated to owe to commercial banks and foreign governments, and to countries it's waged war against. U.S. Treasury Secretary John Snow plans to discuss these larger debts with finance ministers from the world's wealthy countries this weekend. He says a new Iraqi government shouldn't be saddled with these debts, and that some of them should be written off. Financial leaders will also talk about prospects for the global economy. The IMF's Hurst Kohler says the outlook has brightened in recent days as fears of a protracted war in Iraq have eased.
Nobody can estimate still today with any precision the lasting costs of the war in Iraq, but certainly we can assume it will be a short war, and that is good news. And in particular, the concerns about sharply rising oil prices have not materialized.
The IMF trimmed its forecast for global growth to 3.2% this year based on the threat of higher oil prices. Smiling, Kohler pointed out that oil prices are already lower than the IMF predicted they'd be. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.